This Sankirtan is all glorious. That is the blessings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. This is his blessing. Simply by Sankirtan in this age, it is confirmed in the Vedic literatures, in Vedanta Sutra, Sabdad Anavritti, Anavritti, liberation. Our present position is bondage. We are bound up by the laws of nature. We may foolishly declare independence, that is our foolishness, but actually we are bound up by the laws of nature. Prakitakrimalani gunai karvani sarvasam. We are bound up by the laws of nature, but those are fools, vimurātma, under false prestige. Such person thinks that he is independent. No, that is not. So, this is misunderstanding. So this misunderstanding has to be cleaned. That is the aim of life. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends that if you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then the first installment of benefit is Cheta Darpana Marjanam. Because a misunderstanding means within the heart. The heart is clear. Consciousness is clear. Then there is no misunderstanding. So, this consciousness has to be cleaned. And that is the first installment of the result of chanting Hare Krishna. Kirtanadeva Krishnasa Mukta Sangha Param Bhajat. Simply by chanting Krishna's holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, the same thing. Rama and Krishna, there is no difference. Ramadi Murti Sukalani Avena Tishtana. So, we require, the present position is misunderstanding, that I am product of this material nature, I am this body, I am Indian, I am American, I am Brahman, I am Kshatriya, and so on, so on. So many designations. But we are none of them. This is clear. Chetadharma. When we understand clearly that I am not an Indian, I am not an American, I am not Brahmin, I am not Kshatriya, means I am not this body, then the consciousness is clear. Aham Brahmasmi, Brahma Bhuta Prasannama, Na Sojati Nama. This is what. This is success of life. Otherwise, if we remain in the darkness of our existence, everyone is above the jhaka. Anyone born in this material world in different platforms. One may take birth as a god in the heavenly planet, or one may take birth as a human being in the lower planets, and lower than that, animal plants. There are 8,400,000 different species of life. So, any form of life, we are bound up by the laws of nature. And Bhunkte Prakritijan Guna, Purusha, Purusha means the living entity. Purusha, actually, nobody is Purusha, everyone is Prakriti. Aparayam vitasthu vidrime prakritim para, para prakriti. The material matter is the apara prakriti, and spirit soul is para prakriti. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly explained, bhumi rapa nalo vayu, this is bhinname prakriti astada. This is separated. This is also nature, but inferior, aparayam, it has to be vidhime prakriti, para. There is another prakriti. What is that? Jiva, this living entity. So, living entity is also prakriti, but because he has the tendency to enjoy this material world, he is sometimes described as Purusha. Purusha means enjoyer, and Prakriti means enjoyed. So, the Prakriti forgets her position, and artificially he wants to become Purusha. So this Purusha, Prakritistha, Purusha Prakritistha, Bhunkte Prakritijan Guna. So long he is in this material world, he has to associate with the more sub-material nature, Satogun, Rajogun, Tamogun. Bhunkte Prakritijan Guna. And an account of the influence of the Prakriti of Guna, he has to take different types of body. Purusha Prakriti Sa Bhunkte Prakriti Jan Guna. Karanam Guna Sangha Asya. This is the Karan. He is associating with a particular type of the Morsa Prakriti Jan Guna. Satagun, Rajagun, Tamagun. And on account of this, he gets different types of body. You have to change your body, dehantaram, tatha dehantaram prati. But different grades of body is awarded by the laws of nature according to our karma. So this is our material position, is that we are associating with different modes of material nature, and that is infection. If you become infected with some disease, germ, then you have to suffer from that disease. You cannot check it. Similarly, this infection will give us our next body. That we do not. This is a rustic civilization that kept into this darkness, that how things are going. The so-called education, universities. So, whatever they are doing, they're all being defeated. Parabhavastavad avodhajat. Javanna jigyasatva atma tottam Atmatattvam, unless one is inquisitive to understand what I am, whatever he is doing, he is being defeated. Parāpa. So the human life is meant for understanding that what is the position, what I am. This is the intelligence. Now, in Sanatana Goswami approached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was minister, very big man, but he understood that what I am doing is not to my interest, because I do not know what I am. He submitted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Gramma Vavahare Kahe Pandit Satya Kariman, that in my relationship with my neighbors, they called Panditji, he was Brahmana. So I accept it. Yes, I am Pandit. Now what is wrong? The wrong is that I am such a Pandit that I do not know what I am. So ask anybody. Or Dr. Shukla is also. So ask any doctor, so what do you want? I am Indian. I am Brahman. This answer you'll get. I am American. Nobody will say, Aham Brahma Asmi. Nobody will say. Nobody will say, because he does not know. So what is the value of this education? If one does not know what he is. Therefore Shastra says, parabhava, in ignorance, gross ignorance, anything we are doing, that is parabhava. So this Krishna consciousness movement is to save the people from this defeating position. We are trying. So far, I have tried single-handed. And now, the little pressure is felt even by some American politicians. Recently, one American politician has remarked that this Hare Krishna movement is just like epidemic. And if we do not take any step, then within 10 years they will take our government. So, the communists in India, they are trying to defeat us in so many ways.
Yes, we have seen the articles in Brits.
Because they are also afraid. Because the communist movement means godlessness.
Yes, godlessness.
And our movement is, here is God. There is no blind faith. Here is God, Krishna. We take his name, we take his address. Everything. Practical. So that is a great cause of fear for this communist. So they are against us. So now, I shall request the Shrestas, those who are leading persons in India, they should join this movement, take it seriously. It is not a bogus movement, it is a scientific movement, and we have so many books. Now, at the present moment, we have got 84 books. And that is my request, that people should come forward. They should come forward and take seriously this movement, we have got places in Bombay, we have got big place. In Vrindavan we have got big place. In Nadia we have got big place. At least elderly gentlemen like you, now you should retire from family life, giving charge of the grown-up boys. You should take seriously for India's interest, for everyone's interest. But as we want, we should not keep people in darkness. That is very risky. Very risky. But you may be very proud that I am this, I am that, I am... But you are after all under the control of the laws of nature. That you cannot avoid. Maybe falsely proud. But you have to abide by it. Vividji sa gunamayi mamo maya turandhaya. It is not so easy. Actually, nature's law, you can eat one chatak. If you eat little more than that, then there is indigestion. Immediately. You have to go to the doctor. So what is your independence? You cannot violate a little portion of the laws of nature. So in every state, as soon as you violate, immediately there is punishment. And still we are declaring independence. Asattam? What is that? What is Bhagavad Gita? Find out. Jagadhavani Saram. Atastam asattam apratisthante jagadahu anishtam. There is no God. Why you say this? You are under control. There is a controller. Otherwise, how you are under control? So this foolishness must be stopped in order to make them happy, really. Otherwise, they are kept into ignorance and things go on like this, then the future picture is very gloomy. It has already become gloomy. And future is very, very important. So everyone should come forward, take this moment seriously. At least we are Indians, we should take care of Indians. We should not keep people in ignorance. That is not civilization. That is not civilization. Civilization means tamasima. Jyotirgam, come to the light. Don't keep yourself in darkness. That is not civilization. That this civilization is keeping people in darkness. That's very risky. So we should take it very seriously and push this movement very scientifically, soberly, and people will be benefited. Any question?
Swamiji, what are our Prime Minister's views regarding this movement?
So I know she likes this movement. But she is also not independent.
That's true. Nobody is independent.
She has
an
understanding.
Very good.
Recently,
one of my students met the Home Minister. He said, yes, this movement should be spread all over the world. They are appreciating. But there are different parties, different circumstances. Our four items, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gap. I think they are taking some steps on this ground. They are trying to stop cow killing.
Yes, that they have already banned cow killing.
and they are going to take step for intoxication.
Well, actually, these are the things which can build up the character of the nation. Yeah.
No, we are already intoxicated in material existence, and if more intoxication is there, then well.
Compared to us.
So this civilization, this education is simply misleading. Simply misleading. There is no enlightenment of this question, what I am. No, no answer.
Maharaj, we have present here some life members of ISKCON.
Life members should be active, right? Yes. Or is there any doubt? Present here, some person will be
here. Maharaj, the one who brought ISKCON to this house is that boy. The son of mine, who became first life member of ISKCON.
Very intelligent.
Subodh. His name is Subodh, which means the
very
understanding.
Subodh.
Good understanding.
Just I was talking of Abodh.
Yes. Abodh. Yes. So far you have been mentioned.
Abodh Jata.
Yes. Abodh Jata. And he is already Subodh.
He is Subodh.
He knows his job. Devam Buddhe Param Buddha.
He was suggesting to me that
Parabhava, one who is Abodh, is Parabhava.
Parabhava is defeated.
Defeat. And one is Subodh, he is victory. So human life is meant for becoming Subodh, not Abodh. But they are keeping Abodh. This is the everyone is aboard.
Maharaj, I had a gentleman talking to me who is very intimate with Sanjay Gandhi. And he was telling me that Sanjay Gandhi very forcefully hinted, why are you people not working now? Why is the Hari Samaj silent? Why are the other powerful sects and movements are not working? Why are you taking this country into the hands of Muslims? These were his words. Why do you want that the country should depend or the government should depend upon the support of Muslims? What are you doing? Why don't you come up?
But our government is supporting them all right, you see.
Yes, Sanjay, Swami Maharaj said, but there are forces which, when if you want to keep yourself in power, you have to sometime bend on this and that.
That's true.
Apart from government, this first thing is that sometimes we say Ram Rajya. So Ram Rajya means there is a verse in Bhagavatam that when Lord Ramchandra took charge of this, after coming back from the forest, his brother Bharat surrendered and he took charge of the kingdom. So the residents, the subjects, described as a varnashrama gunanita.
Wow. Varnashrama
gunanita. So Ram Rajya can be established. And it is said that Lord Ramchandra was maintaining the kingdom, taking the citizen as his own son. Pitrivat Rama, it is said there.
Pitrivat.
As the father of the family takes charge of the children very nicely, it is the government's duty to become the sensible father of the citizens. And the citizen should be qualified following the institution of Varnashrama. Then there will be Ram Rajya.
And it's the most scientific understanding.
Prabhupada rightly said in one of the meetings in Delhi that you people try to follow people who are in power. If Indira Gandhi were to do mala just like this, I'm sure millions of people in India will be doing mala like this. But you will not follow me because I have no political power, therefore you are not. I say, bhai mala japo, kyon apne idhar udhar ki baat sochte ho, bhagwan ka naam lo, wo nahi karenge. Lekin agar Indira ji karne lagenge, Sanjay Gandhi karne lagenge, to sab ladke gale mein mala dalne lagenge aur wo karne lagenge.
Yatha raja ka
khata. Wohi aapne bataya. He is my eldest grandson. और ये सनावर में वो यहाँ
ये सुबोध है ना वो
नहीं ये है सुब्रत
सुब्रत
सुब्रत क्या होता है बताओ
please describe God
do you know what is God do you know
Do you know what is God or not?
I want to know.
Do you know the meaning of the God? Then how you are asking what is God? If I say something wrong, I will understand. If you do not know, suppose you go to purchase something, give me gold, and if he gives you iron, then what will do? If you do not know what is God, gold, you must know, first of all, what is God. Then you ask. If you do not know, then you will be cheated. That is going. That is going.
Maharaj, there must be somebody to say that this is gold and this is iron.
Yeah, that means requires a superior education.
Superior education.
Yeah, the father, mother should be responsible.
So who can be a greater...
The first thing is that why do you send your son to the school? It is a duty that he should know. So if your father is a rascal, then how the son can be? So what? Yet, therefore, his author said that unless you can train your son to overcome this process of birth, death, or don't become a father. You remain a rascal. Don't beget children. This is contrasted. Pita na sasya, janani na sasya, namo sahidya, samupita mrittu. The real problem is mrittu. But they have taken it, well, it is ordinary. But nobody wants to die. The education is na hannate hannamane sarire. But who knows that I do not die after the destruction of the body? Then why am I put into this position that I have to change this body, I have to die? This question does not arise. Therefore, there is abodha. The instruction is, na jayate na mriyate va kadachi, na hannate hannamane sharire. There is no inquiry that if I am not born, why I am born in this body? This is question. Atatha Brahma Jigyasa. If I am not subject to death, then why I am dying? This question does not arise at all. Therefore, everyone is abodha jata. Nobody is subodha. Everyone is abodha. The problem is there, but he does not inquire.
Maharaj, don't you think it's high time that some, Indian philosophy or Indian religion, some classes should be started in schools like they used to have, missionaries used to have scripture classes in schools. There should be in all the schools, classes on our own religion instead of learning somebody else's.
It is not wrong. When we say that Dehi nasmin jatha dehi, komara jo manang jara. So, as this boy, he was a child, now he has become a boy. Then after a few years he will become a young man. and then he'll become middle-aged man, then he'll become old man. So, this is not our religion, your religion. This is fact, scientific. When Bhagavad Gita says, Dehi nasmin jatha dehi kaumara jurvanam jara, that is not meant for the so-called Hindus, it is meant for the Muslims, meant for the Christian, everyone. It is science. Religion is a kind of faith that they describe. But religion is also not a blind faith. Religion means the order of God. That is religion. Dhanvantu Saksat Bhagavat Pranam. Just like law means the order of the state. Similarly, religion means the order of God. If you have no conception of God, if you do not know what is God, what is order, then where is religion? It is all bogus.
No, but, what my sister was saying was that most of the parents do not understand how they should bring up their progeny.
At least they,
children should have
and at least the children should be, that's what I'm starting, that Gurukul.
Yes,
in Vrindavan. So you come, you manage that, take the ideas, make your children, whatever mistake is done, is done. Now, why the mistakes should continue? Rectify it.
But Swami used to make parake partana. Agar hum apne usko karte hain, to secularism mein nahi aata.
Damn, kick out secularism. They kick out secularism.
Science,
it is
science. Science is nothing. What is God, what is nature, what is soul?
You don't give it the name of one particular religion. You simply deal it with the basic idea of
that I've already explained.
Transforming the human.
When a child becomes a boy, there is no question of secularism. It is science. It is fact. Can you by secularism stop a child growing to become a boy? When I was explaining in South Africa this thing, one Arya Samaji friend, he criticized me that why you are bringing Hindu ideas. So I said, is it Hindu ideas? A child grows to become a boy, it is Hindu ideas. Why you are so fool? You are calling it Hindu ideas. A child grows to become a boy, that is science.
The law of nature.
Yes.
Naturally,
because it is stated in Bhagavad Gita, they take it Hindu
idea.
This is nonsense.
Our approach is so wrong that people take it as
immediately he becomes biased in a sectarian.
That is why it is necessary to have this as a part of social studies, like you have other subjects in schools,
yes.
If it is not given
but
the
name
of
as soon as we say Bhagavad Gita, immediately Hindu.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
What sister wants to know is that
how can
they are innumerable, rather countless schools and colleges.
Mm.
The management will be most willing. I mean, the progressive management will be most willing to introduce classes where such laws of nature and such on scientific line, without giving it a Hindu
that
should be taught. A curriculum should be drawn up, because we control some of these schools.
That is my program. I am writing all books just only on this point. Therefore they are coming. Otherwise, what is the use? They were Christians and Jews. What is the use of becoming Hindu?
Yes.
So, anyone wants to understand what is Krishna consciousness movement, they can understand easily if they join Hare Krishna chant. That is all right. If you want to understand scientific, there are 84 books. Come on. Which I want?
No, what we want is a very simple curriculum, elementary type.
Simple so curriculum? That, this is simple curriculum. Huh?
So that they gradually, as the child grows into adolescence, well, his intelligence also grows, his knowledge also grows, and then we give him a still more deeper knowledge of the various things which we have been teaching on an elementary basis, and then it's still deeper. It's like this.
It's like this child, this boy, inquired, what is God? So he can be instructed that God is the supreme controller. Just like your father is your controller. He lets it. Can you go against your father's will? He says no. He'll say, naturally.
So right now, this is how he's explaining it.
So, you'll understand English?
Yes, oh, yes, he is.
He's English?
He looks like that. Maharaj, Hindi bhi bahut achi samajhta hai, English.
Very.
Mahabharata, Ramayana, sab padhi.
Just like at home, you are controlled by your parents, is it not? You like to obey them?
You like to obey them, or sometimes you don't want to obey them?
Similarly, you take the whole world as a big family. So there must be somebody father and control. Otherwise, how it is being conducted? That is God. The supreme controller, just like in your family, the father is the controller. Similarly, you take it in wider scale, broader scale, there must be somebody. Therefore, the Christians, they take it, oh Father, give us our daily bread. And in the Bhagavad Gita, it is also confirmed, aham vijayapajapika, sarvajoni sukantiya sambhavanti murtayaya, asang mahajjani, brahma, aham vijayapajapika. This point. Then he decided, yes, Krishna inquired from me, now I have instructed you, now whatever you like you can do, and what is your decision? Then he said, yes, my decision is there, I'll fight. Kurishe vachanam sava. As you advise, I understand that you want this fighting. So, Vaishnava means, for the sake of Krishna, he can do anything. Not that he is a lazy fellow, showing I have become very big Vaishnava, let me sleep under the name of chanting Hare Krishna. That is not Vaishnava. Vaishnava must be very busy, always awaiting the order of the Anukullena Krishna Anusilena. What is Krishna's order? What does he want? He is ready. Just like a servant is always ready to receive the order of the master. That is faithful servant. That is real servant. And not that at night duty he is sleeping somewhere. No, that is not faithful servant. Faithful servant means always at alert. And that is bhakti. Anukullena Krishna Anusilanam Bhakti Uttama. Simply one has to execute Anukullena. What Krishna, how Krishna is satisfied. This is what. So the Hanuman is example. Hanuman was ordered to bring some medicine from some mountain, and he was monkey, he was animal, he did not know how to pick up it, take the whole mountain, execute God. And then Ramchandra and Lakshman will find out what is that medicine. So this is Vaishnava. In one's own capacity, he should give the best service to the Lord. That is bhakti. Bhakti is not laziness. If somebody thinks that the bhaktas are lazy fellow and they are out of the worldly activity, that's a mistake. And Anukullena Krishna Anusilanam. Krishna says personally, Yat karosi, yat juhosi, dadasi ja, tapasasi ja, kurusi ja madam. Come on, do it for me. That is what. He does not say that you become a lazy fellow, give up your occupational duty and sleep and snore and become a great devotee. No. He never says. He says that you are attached to this kind of work, all right, do it, but the result you give me. Other you. Arjuna, you are a military man, all right, I ask you to fight. You become a fighter and become my devotee. Bhaktosi, Priyosini. You see, what is that? He was not chanting Hare Krishna. But Krishna says, Bhaktosi, Priyosini. You are very dear friend and my devotee. But did he go in the battlefield of Kurukshetra? So, not that imitation. Of course, ultimate is always be absorbed in glorifying the Lord, but not in the beginning. In the beginning, you must work very hard. You come to the stage of pure devotional platform, then you can fully engage yourself in meditation or chanting. And not in the beginning. In the beginning, you should be very expert and active. That is wanted. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Udila, from the early in the morning, active. Come on, chant. Come with me, so that others will see if we make a party chanting Hare Krishna. So in the beginning they may be disturbed because they have been accustomed to sleep up to 9 o'clock. But as they will hear, gradually they will become purified. They will receive it. So that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. He practically did it and he asked everyone to do it. Amar Agyai Guru Haiya Tarayai Desh. This is my order. He could remain a big devotee at his home. He was very popular in Navadev even when he was 20 years old. But still, he took sannyas and went door to door, village to village, town to town in India, and he left his order. Prithibhiti Ashirata Nagaradi Gram. All over the world, as many towns and villages are there, this Hare Krishna consciousness movement is not that we are big, big Goswamis and Babajis who do not go out of Vrindavan. They say, do not go out of, you are imitating them. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, that Prithibhita Achinata Nagaradi Gram, and they have become very big Vaishnava. No, I don't go beyond the limits of Vrindava. What is this nonsense? Did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say like that? That you do not go beyond the limits. A devotee, wherever he is, that is Vrindava. That is Vrindava. Tithi kut banti tithani. A devotee, pure devotee, can make any hell a tirtha, a holy place. That is devotee. Tirthi kurbanti tirthani. That was Bhagirath. Ganga was hesitating, Mother Ganga, that I shall go to the material world. People will take, all sinful men will take bathing. And I will be overloaded with sin, then how I shall be get out of this sinful accumulation of sins? So, the Bhagira said, my mother, don't hesitate. When a holy man will take bath in your water, then all these sins he will absolute. Then she agreed, yes, yes. So, if we become holy man, actually, then immune, there is no defense. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These are bogus, that I do not go out of Vrindavan. That they are making Vrindavan limited. Vrindavan is not limited. Wherever there is Krishna, wherever there is Radha Krishna, temple, that is Vrindavan. That is Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he once only, he went to Vrindavan. Does it mean he was not in Vrindavan? So, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, that preaching must go on. Hell and heaven, we should be very much expert, follow the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Instruction. Mukunda Madhava Jadava. Bolena Borhuri, Bodhana Bhuri. Simply chant the holy names of Lord. Mukunda Madhava Jadava. This is Chaitanya. Rise early in the morning to go and preach and work hard day and night. That is Chaitanya. This song indicates. ये जगह तो बहुत है, इधर एक मंदिर बना है।
अच्छा, अभी तो अर्बन सीलिंग एक्ट में वो इसमें से जमीन लेना चाहते
तो हम लोग को दे दीजिए मंदिर बनाने। बहुत आदमी दे रहा है। Both are they're offering their. We have received one letter, telegram from one gentleman. What is his name? Patel? Bogilal Patel.
Bogilal Patel.
He's a very rich man. Yeah. So I was sometimes guest in his house. He's very friendly. He comes to see me in Bombay. Old man. He's older than me, 1 or 2 years. But he has sent me on telegram, Swamiji, take this land, 100 acres of land, in Ahmedabad.
In?
Ahmedabad.
Ahmedabad, yes.
Yes. So, there are so many. One gentleman has offered land in Mahabaleshwar. This is a very costly place.
Very costly place and very nice place.
Very nice. And where from other offers you have?
Hyderabad we have.
Hyderabad, yes, already there is 600 acres of land.
Yes.
What is the name of that place? Do you remember?
Where, Hyderabad?
Yeah.
No, we called it New Naimisharan.
Huh? We have named New Naimisharan. Yeah. Very nice place.
You will get a lot of offers. And as you rightly said, that these Vaishnavas, they want to become Mathadhishas, they want to become like kings, they don't want to leave their empire and go out working hard like you and spreading the message of Lord Krishna.
Yes, that is all.
That is the right attitude, that even if there is one Bhakta, there is Vrindavan.
Bhakta will create Vrindavan. Krishna says, Nahang Tishthami Vaikuntha. I do not stay in Vaikuntha. Nāṁ tiṣṭhāmi Vaikunthe yoginām hridayeṣu. Neither I stay at the heart, core of the heart of the yogi. Tattva tiṣṭhāmi nānada yatra gāyanti madbhakta. When my pure devotee chants the glories of mine, I immediately stay. It's not that he's packed up in some place. He's all pervading. Vasudev, therefore his name is Vasudev. Ishavasamidam sarvam, he's everywhere. Electricity is everyone. Only one who knows how to take the electricity. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching and teaching, they are perfect. We have to follow, and then our life will be successful. Don't manufacture ideas. That is not. ये लोग मैन्युफैक्चर किया ये हिंदू समुद्र का पार जाने से एकदम पतित हो गया है ना
पतित हो गया
ये चैतन्य महाप्रभु से जब पृथ्वी से आशी जा तो नगर आदि ग्रह बल्कि समुद्र पार कैसे नहीं होगा ये सब चल रहा पुलिस थियोरीज एज सुन एज यू क्रॉस ओवर द बे ऑफ बंगाल और Indian Ocean, you become immediately fallen.
You become an outcast.
That's right. Or Madan Mohan Mahārāmba, he was invited round table conference. He took so much Ganges earth. He was mixing that Ganges earth with water. He is going for political purposes and showing a what is called hobby. Now this moment is there, and unless we do it very sincerely and vigorously, then it cannot be pushed on. And देखिए ना वृंदावन में जितना गोस्वामी है उसे कंबाइन हो करके भी ये हमारा कोई प्राइड का बात नहीं जो काम हमने किया नहीं कर
नहीं कर सकते महाराज कितने होंगे अपने अभी डिसाइपल्स अंतरदेशी
हाँ
कितने
इनिशिएटर होगा तो कोई 10,000 क्योंकि इस तरह से है सब
इनिशिएटर 10,000
और ऐसा फॉलोअर्स होंगे जो किताब पढ़ रहे हैं ये जो डेली 5 लाख 6 लाख किताब बिक रहा है तो पढ़ता है ना उधर रक्षा में पढ़ता है हमको
लाइफ मेंबर्स कितने हैं हमारे
लाइफ मेंबर तो हम इधर ही किया था
उधर नहीं किए
लाइफ मेंबर आई वी हैव वन लाइफ मेंबर लंदन
लंदन इज अबाउट 1500 एम्स्टर्डम एंड मॉन्ट्रियल दे आर मेकिंग लाइफ मेंबर्स एवरीवेयर नाउ
अफ्रीका
हाउ मेनी लाइफ मेंबर्स इन इंडिया
In India,
must have at least 10,000.
Something
no.
like that.
No. Target
no,
must be
10,000. No. Indian, everyone should become alive.
Certainly, everybody may become a devotee.
And it is India's duty that everyone should take up such a cultural movement that is India's glory. I have given one statement, I do not know whether it is public. Some of the presses are against me. So, where is that copy? Have you got that copy?
I don't know which.
I have given one statement.
Maharaj, have you sent that reply to that questionnaire which was sent to you from Bhavan's journal? Bhavan's journal?
Yes, yes.
Sent you a questionnaire.
Yes, I am saying that.
That's
answer. 84 pages.
84.
For 21 questions, I have answered 84 pages.
I think in Delhi you must call a press conference.
Aadmi itna dull ho gaya. Ye sab baat samajhta hai. Samajhta hai. Still,
समझता है लेकिन पॉलिटिकल जब तक कि वो उसको पॉलिटिकली वे नहीं कर लेता उसको समझने की कोशिश नहीं करता
बाय सीइंग हिम इफ यू रिमेंबर कृष्णा ही इज वर्ल्ड ही नेवर सेड दैट ही मस्ट बी बोर्न इन अ ब्राह्मिन फैमिली आर यू नो ही बाय सीइंग हिम ओनली वन रिमेंबर्स कृष्णा देन दैट पर्सन इज
मिस्ट सो कुडंट दैट पॉइंट बी expressed to the government somehow.
Well, emergency government. They can do anything.
Sir, the these nationalities, I mean,